Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Okay, and we're back for round two. It is Nicole Sandler here on Air America Radio. In the next half hour, I'm going to tell you about a story that's not getting a whole lot of play in the mainstream media, the corporate media. But it has to do with the woman who was running for president, the Green Party, Cynthia McKinney, and a group of people on a boat called the Spirit of Humanity that were bringing aid to Gaza that was intercepted in international waters. So we'll get to that. But, you know, I rail a lot about health insurance and the fact that I think it's government-sanctioned extortion. I'm talking about for the for-profit system of insurance we have in this country. I had a malignant melanoma about a little over a year ago. And so now I'm in this weird position whereby if and now I have Cobra insurance. Once Cobra runs out, I'm going to have a hard time finding insurance. And if I do get insurance and before healthcare reform goes through, if it goes through, I'm going to be saddled with what they call a pre-existing condition. And I probably won't ever be able to get covered for cancer again. But as I've come to realize, the way the medical community treats cancer, maybe I'm better off trying to find out, find alternative methods of dealing with it on my own. Which brings me to our next guest. Now, I'm taking a giant leap in that intro because Dr. T.S. Fox has a product that is marketed for use on by veterinarians. And I came to learn of him because my boyfriend has a dog, Orion, who's about 12 years old. And Orion had a big mass growing on the side of his face. And he took him to the vet. And to make a long story short, we were told that it is a malignant oral melanoma. And basically, you know, we were told maybe he has 6 to 8 weeks to live. And the wonderful vet we go to said, but you know what, there's something that I want you to try. And it's a product called Neoplasine. And it's made from, it's a botanical compound made from bloodroot, extract, halogens, and water. And the guy who has come up with this concoction is on the phone with us now, Dr. T.S. Fox. Dr. Fox, thank you so much for joining me tonight on Air America.
I'm Dr. Fox, and I'm glad to be with you.
Okay. Well, okay. So I told you, I was just telling the listeners about Orion. Now, he has been treated with this Neoplasine now for maybe a month? No, you know what? It's over 6 weeks because the original vet that we took Orion to said, you know, he had about 6 to 8 weeks to live. And instead of him dying right now, we've seen this tumor shrink down to nothing, and it looks like healthy tissue under his lip now. Now, I spent a lot of time on your website today, which is buckmountainbotanicals.net, and I read all these clinical studies, all these case studies, and this is what happens, right? You're getting these kind of results across the board, aren't you?
It doesn't make any difference, really, what kind of neoplastic tissue is involved. The medication will attack it and trigger a process known as apoptosis, and it just kills diseased tissue.
So tell us a little bit about this. How did you come up with this this compound?
Well, I guess I'm not the first person that ever realized that the benzyl isoquinoline alkaloids, which is the chemical name of the alkaloids, it occurs naturally in many, many poppies, including bloodroot, which is the Latin name of Sanguinaria canadensis, that has some tumor-fighting characteristics. But what I did that was different is that I extracted these alkaloids from the plant, and I converted them to alkaloid salts. These alkaloid salts have a very desirable and very unusual characteristic that they will preferentially attack neoplastic tissue, that is cancerous tissue. If you have the neoplasm chemical in contact simultaneously, it's the diseased tissue that turns necrotic and dies and sloughs away, not the healthy tissue. That's really what it is, and the way it works is that it keys on the rather unique, thinly developed, I call immature cell membrane that is surrounding the disease cells, and it will penetrate that cell membrane with ease, get inside the cell, attack the DNA, and trigger this self-destruct process. That's how it works, and that's how I came up with it.
Now, so the alkaloid that you mentioned, you said that others have found this. Now, so why has, say, the big pharmaceutical companies, why have they ignored these chemicals?
I don't know if they've necessarily ignored them. But it takes a long time, really, for there's a lot of momentum involved in any custom and tradition. And that, for instance, penicillin, the Chinese had it for millennia before it was discovered by a Scot in 1927, I think it was. He wrote a paper on it. It was 12 years later before an Australian isolated it, and it was another almost 10 years before it got used. So it took 20 years, really, for penicillin after it was really discovered before it got broadly used. And neoplasm is really no different than that. It's only been around for a few years, and it is growing in popularity quite rapidly. I've supplied the drug now to some 3,500 veterinarians and physicians and a few researchers, and I think it's coming along pretty quick. Now, the pharmaceutical companies may feel that they have vested interests in the drugs that they produce, but I wouldn't necessarily say that they've ignored it. I just think there's a long process involved in people becoming educated and recognizing its advantages.
So now when it comes to veterinary medicine, you don't have to go through the same FDA approval, the same kind of testing? Is it easier to...
Well, you do. The FDA has authority over this medication, and that it hasn't gone through, you know, if you have a drug that you're going to get approved for human use, that there are, you know, several different categories of approval that may be required. But the Center for Veterinary Medicine is really in control of whether or not these drugs are to be used broadly in vet medicine. And most drugs that are used in veterinary medicine haven't gone through any formal review and approval process by the FDA. They largely leave it to the discretion of veterinarians what they're going to use and what they're not going to use.
Okay, so veterinarians can use it whether or not it's been approved by the FDA.
Yeah, I don't even think they really pay much attention to it. If you take a look at the Veterinarian Drug Handbook, you'll see that the vast majority of the drugs that are listed in the Veterinarian Drug Handbook don't have brand names that have been approved by the FDA or any other governing body.
Okay, now, all right. Now, when it comes to human testing, you said it's going through some testing. Now, you, as the developer of Neoplasm, you tried it on yourself.
Yeah, I did. I had tumors I discovered in my right ear that had rendered me near stone deaf in that ear, and I used the medication topically on those tumors and killed them and sloughed them out, got my hearing back. Matter of fact, I've got the telephone headset that I'm using to talk to you. I've got it pressed to that left ear, the one that was diseased. And then after I had sloughed those tumors off, I used the drug orally. I was my first oral patient, and I started taking the drug orally in December of 2005, and I continue to take it today. And after I started taking it orally, then my submandibular lymph node swelled up, and several tumors that I didn't know I had died in several places on my body, and my arm, my head, my cheek, and just fell off.
Wow. So you're taking this orally, and it attacked tumors that you didn't even know that you had.
That's correct.
So
most people, most cancers that exist in God's creatures are either the creature or others are unaware of them, because you have to get many, many millions of diseased cells in one spot before you've got a lump or a lesion that you can see. We only recognize that we have cancer when it's relatively advanced. There could be little pockets of diseased cells scattered all over your body that you're not aware of. Well, the drug finds them. If you take it orally, the drug will find them and kill them, and either shrink and disappear or just turn necrotic and die and fall off.
This is, it's pretty groundbreaking stuff, what you're saying. And again, I spent a good couple of hours today reading the documentation you have on your website, which again is buckmountainbotanicals.net, and I will link to it from my blog today at radioornot.com and also from the airamerica.com page. How long have you been working with this?
I've been working actively with it since, early 2003. But I've been aware of the alkaloids and that they had a lot of promise to work on neoplastic tissue for many years, pretty much all of my life. But I live on a remote ranch in Montana, and I have a horse herd and some cattle. And I started making medications for my own use, and veterinarians that frequent the ranch and rancher neighbors and what have you, you know, were interested in what I was doing, and they started asking for them, and then so I guess really, and I think it was at a veterinary conference in Jackson, Wyoming, in June of 2003. I actually produced the Neoplazine product and started making it available to veterinarians. And it was a couple of years later, I guess December of 2005, that I used the drug orally for the first time, and in January of 2006, I invented an injectable form of it because a veterinarian in Canada called me and said she had a Dachshund with a perianal carcinoma that was attached to the rectum and the vaginal wall. She couldn't get at it and wanted to know what to do, and so right there on the telephone, I decided how to make some injectable, and she injected it and killed the tumor, and since then, we decided that we needed to treat transitional cell carcinomas of the bladder by infusion, and so we're doing that rather routinely now. But I think that's pretty much the answer to your question. I guess the last, 6 years I've been working with it. It's very new. 6 years is very, very new for any kind of a new medication.
Absolutely, but it sounds like you're making great strides, and I encourage anyone who's interested, again, I'll link to your website from my blog, but it is buckmountainbotanicals.net, and, you know, from the main page, from the home page, just read some of the documentation there, and again, if I hadn't seen it firsthand, I'd be very skeptical, but I'm seeing this dog, and I'm blown away by how far he's come in the last 6 weeks. So I wanted to talk to you, let people know that there are alternative methods out there to get rid of cancer. And I commend you for your work and hope that more people can learn about it.
Well, I appreciate your interest, and if I can ever answer any questions, I'd be happy to.
Perfect. Dr. T.S. Fox, again, I will link to the website, but it is buckmountainbotanicals.net. And thank you so much for joining us tonight on Air America.
Happy to be there. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.